take a walk.
Bada ba boom.
Ba 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 boom. Ba ba boom boom. How do you do? How are you? Thanksgiving is upon us, and we are live on the radio, the Good Day Gang, only radio program circulated around the country, the only one that is live on every single holiday, and that would include today, Thanksgiving 2010. We have an amazing reality to deal with, and that is the year is, what's left of the year is short. It's a short time. We have a short system here.
A month.
Yeah. You have goals from now to the end of the year, and how will you reach those goals? Do you have a vehicle? Do you have a plan? Do you believe that you'll be vigorous and alive and happy and successful as you move toward the end of the year? How intelligent are you? I'm reminded of John Tesh's program, which I am quite a fan of. I like what he does, Intelligence for Your Life. I'd like to think that we here, although foolish sometimes and silly and having fun, also add to the intelligence quotient, the IQ of you and your life. At least that's my plan. How's my plan going? You think it's working, Richie?
So far.
Yeah. Okay. We've got a couple of minutes into it.
We'll see how we end up.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. It's a pretty good idea of what's going on in the world when you are listening to this program. It does require, and I don't like to use that word, but for those of you who are new to the program, because that's what happens a lot on holidays, because the local host of a regular morning program is gone. Maybe we're on either before or after the local host in some radio circumstances on some stations. But they put us on, and so we become the company, and people, after a while, do figure out what's going on here, but it's not easy. The instant you turn this program on, you're not going to necessarily understand what we are about.
I've been here for 13 years, and I'm just starting to pick it up.
Just getting it, Richie.
Yeah.
That's good. That's to your credit. Jennifer Horn is here. You get it, Jennifer, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to.
All right. And then Clay Cohut is here. He is only been around a while.
Yeah.
Not sure he's getting it yet. But we're working on it. We have patience. Progress, Clay. You're making progress. And I think you have a pretty good idea of what to expect here when you arrive in the morning to work or when you arrive to consciousness. Which not necessarily.
Which is usually 2 or 3 hours into the program.
Same thing, right, exactly. But Richie,
yeah,
I have meticulously planned
good
today to, at the end of the day, expect when I ask people, what have you come away with, that you will be an enabled sort. You will have the spontaneity to say, I am full of enthusiasm and hope and happiness. If I can achieve that with many people, that'd be great. I will be feeling good about having reached my objectives, having done the radio program. This is the 23rd year of the Good Day program being on the air, and I have been on, I think, pretty much, because Thanksgiving, you don't have a choice. It's Thursday. It's the fourth Thursday as a matter of fact, oftentimes I referred to this when I was a kid. It's the fourth Thursday in Thanksgiving. Instead of November. But when I remember as a kid, my birthday is in November, and I always thought it was Thanksgiving. It was when I was a kid. I can remember saying, Mommy, I'm on the 5th of Thanksgiving, right? My birthday is the 5th of Thanksgiving.
So you thought Thanksgiving was the month.
Thanksgiving was the month. And you know what? Why not?
Sure.
It ought to be the month. It ought to be the year. It ought to be every day of your life you give thanks for the wonderful things that you have. It may not be that you have a swell ride or things are easy. If you value absorbing the air on the planet and the life that goes with it, then you say thank you. And if you have abused that circumstance through your own misdoings or misguidance, how you've treated your body, drugs, tobacco, alcohol, eating too much of the wrong food, then you look around and hopefully you at least get the fact that you're responsible for you and you can get yourself out of what you're into. Best example, and the thing that I'm thankful for, and back and forth, up and down, one of the families that works for me on my farm, for those of you who are new to the program and may only hear stuff on the air when we are live on the holidays, as opposed to when other times of the year your station may carry us, the fact that I'm a dairy farmer plays into what I talk about a lot on the air, because I believe that the farm represents the family. My family, a lot of stuff today about marriage and family in the news. Time magazine article this week about marriage becoming obsolete. It's been obsolete for me for 30-some-odd years. I don't see the value in marriage other than it being the proper way to raise children. That's just me. I think that children ought to be in an atmosphere where there is some kind of unit, whether it's acknowledged by the church or the state or whatever it is. I mean, I think that's all nonsense. But that's me. That's just me. I'm not saying that's the way you have to believe. However, when it comes to a day like today, you think about your extended family. For example, my sister, who lives down the street from me, invites me to come for Thanksgiving meals. When my former wife was around, she would always join us.
Mm-hmm.
And others who were in the family who were around, my sister when she'd come to town, and others. There used to be a large group that would come, and some of her friends, there was one couple who were just extraordinarily annoying, just really horrible to be around. So I said to my sister in a very loving way, because I really do love my sisters. They're neat ladies in their own regard. We're all a little crazy, but we're all a little crazy. So anyway, I said to her, when she asked me 4 or 5 years ago to come, and I said, you know what, I'll pass this year. I got a lot of work to do on the farm. And I do. Edgar and I do all the work today because everybody else is off. So we'll work from as soon as I get off the air until time to eat on feeding all the animals and taking care of the things that are necessary to take care of. Anyway, so she asked me why I didn't want to come. I said, because I don't like Suzanne and her husband. And they make me nauseous.
Oh, no.
How'd that go over?
She looked at me because they were very close friends. She said, I understand. But she didn't say it quite that way. She really doesn't respond. Now, that's one of the things. My sister will wrinkle up her nose and her face and her eyes, and she will not respond. She'll just, you know, and then she might after a while say, I don't know. And she would get crabby with me. And I said, oh, okay. Well, so now she's whittled it down. So the only people who are at Thanksgiving in her house are her husband and her two daughters and me. And not because of me, I don't think, but I think come back around to realizing maybe it's because we're getting older, because she's become extraordinarily philosophical with me as the last couple of years on the event of her birthday, which is about 10 days after mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's become really reflective and much more. The other day I went down, my friend who's the farmer, and Nancy and her husband are very friendly, so they went down for Chinese food, and my sister called me as they got there. She said, you want to come down for Chinese food? And I said, sure. So we spent a couple of hours just laughing about what it was in the neighborhood that we grew up with. For me, that's family. These people around me that I work with, the point I'm trying to make is, yeah, I have my biological family, but I also have these people who have helped me through thick and thin that really care about me on the farm.
Our chosen family.
And they are a chosen lot, if you will. And you are my family. Look at the time we spend together.
Mm-hmm.
We spend more time together than with anybody else.
Oy vey.
True. Oh, yeah, Rich, you know thing. You love us.
Yeah. That's, well,
that's what, it, you know, we're family. Where's that? We are family. What's that? Who's the Sly Sledge. And the Family Stone?
There's both. There's Sly and there's...
the Sly Sledge. Version is the one we like.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, and then there are other people. My extended family, there are four things in my life. The threads in my life. This radio program is one of them. My children... And I guess Tony would be, I don't guess, I know, I mean, the influence that we have on one another now, extraordinarily more than it was when we were married. And it's really pretty funny. She wants me to live close to her in Los Angeles because we share the dogs and lots of other things. But I know how she feels. She don't want me to be in the house with her, and I don't want to live in the house with her. But she wants me to be close to her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the plot. We're trying to find a place for me to be close to her there. And then there is, other than family, there is the farm and there is the radio show and there is my alma mater. And one of the reasons that Heidelberg University, when I was there, Heidelberg College, had such an impact on me is because the people who were there, whether they realized it or not, got it. Teddy, do you agree with that? Do you think that that's why we love Heidelberg as much as we do?
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, think about the relationship that you and I have had.
Look who's here.
Ted Siller is my best friend from Heidelberg. He and I have been friends, and we've never had thick and thin. I mean, you and I have never had an argument. We've never had anything that I can think of that was ever negative between the two of us, have we?
I don't think so. I think it's because you're such an agreeable person.
Yeah, that's
what if
it
he
is.
Had said, well, there was that one time.
Well, actually, there was one time when we were students and there was stuff going on in his room in the house that...
Honey, come on.
That was a long time ago. And I...
Look at that evil laugh.
Every time we think about it, we just laugh. But here we are. This is 42 years. Imagine that. 42 years since we got out of that place. 42
wow.
years. And there hasn't been a year that's gone by that we haven't seen each other probably at least once. Talk to each other. Teddy calls every holiday to the radio program and talks about... You know, I mean, we just say hi. That's it. You don't have to. When he and I, Richie, you can appreciate this. When Ted and I start a conversation, when I see that it's him calling me, we launch into the conversation. It's not hi, how are you, what's going on. It's just okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the conversation?
Yeah, you don't have to go through the pleasantries.
No, we don't have to. It's like we pick up where we left off, whatever it might be. And much of our discussion, obviously, is about Heidelberg and what's going on, but we have other connections as well. Teddy and his wife have built one of the most extraordinary, and they did a lot of it themselves. His wife, my God, you talk about people who have the right wife in life.
That's he hard
has,
to say, the right
he
wife.
He has the right wife. And, I'm sure they've had their disagreements. I can't imagine the two of you having an argument, though. I can't. It has to have happened on occasion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
build a house together.
Yeah, they built this amazingly green ecological house, Richie, on a pond on a farm outside of Cleveland. And it is the marvel of what is around today. And I don't even know that I would have thought that you would have done it. I don't know why I wouldn't have thought that you would have done it or be interested in it. But it really is, it's just extraordinary. And the two of them did most of it themselves. And that would be, so that's the ideal. I think if you have a partner and you really want to do stuff and enjoy doing stuff together, talking things through. Teddy, did you see the Time Magazine article on marriage this week?
No, I did not.
All right, go pick up a copy of the Time Magazine. I would suggest that for everybody. Richie, did you see it?
I haven't, no.
Jen, you haven't seen it either?
No, not yet.
All right, everybody go get the article on the newsstand now. Time Magazine's lead cover story is about marriage and how obsolete it's becoming. And the info in there is extraordinarily interesting. And it's appropriate because this is Thanksgiving and maybe a time for us to reflect on family and what it means to have a family. As we have just discussed here, we're all talking about our extended family. Ted is a part of my family. I love him. Richie's a part of my family. I love him. And we've become friends. I don't know that Ted and Richie's actually, have you guys ever actually seen each other? I don't think you have.
Never.
Never saw each other.
Just talk on the phone.
Just talk on the
every
phone on the holiday.
And your
but
birthday.
Yet there's this friendly feeling Richie gets from seeing Ted or hearing Ted and
no,
likewise.
I've talked to Ted for years.
Yeah. Jennifer, the same. I mean, it's all
other
part
than
of.
Other college years, Ted and I.
And you would be, Jennifer's father and I are great friends. Teddy, it's just we all fit together. We all have this connection. It's kind of like Facebook in a way. I mean, I'm now so involved in as foolish as Facebook and the connections I'm seeing with people in LinkedIn and how we're all together. So that's sort of what I want us to think about. Tell Kathy I said hi and I love her. All right, happy Thanksgiving.
I will.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, you too. 21 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
View 15%.
By the way, I went to a shrink and she said I don't have ADD.
Really?
No, she says I have something worse than that.
What's that?
Double ADD. No, she said I don't have ADD. It's those people around me are just too slow.
Some people are just naturally slow. That doesn't mean they're actually stupid. They're just slow.
Good job, Richie.
You like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Right. It's Thanksgiving 2010. Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, Clay Koha. This is our first Thanksgiving together, Clay. How are you liking it so far?
I'm loving it, though.
Loving it.
Loving it.
Yeah. Clay, your mother and father still together?
Actually, they're just getting a divorce right now.
Are they really?
He just told me yesterday. Isn't that sad?
How many siblings do you have?
I got an older brother. Two older siblings and one younger sibling.
Yeah. So are you talking about the divorce, the four of you?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Doug. It's been a long time coming.
So were you uncomfortable when you say a long time coming? What was your life like? You're 20 years old now, so 10 years ago, what was life like at home for you with your brothers? And you said you had two brothers and a sister?
Yes. Okay. I got an older brother, an older sister. They're both 23, and then a younger brother who's 6.
They twins?
No, it's a stepsister.
Oh, okay. All right, so your parents were married before, both of them?
Yes.
Is your stepfather or stepmother that your father's with? Who is it? What's the unit now?
It's his mom and his stepfather.
Right.
Mom and stepfather.
Okay. But I consider my stepfather my actual father. So, like, I love my stepdad and everything like that. So the only thing that's really going to change is he's moved to an apartment down the street, right, and he's still there and everything.
So are you concerned about why they didn't get along, or do you know why they didn't get along?
They just didn't really have compatible personalities. Like,
why did they get married?
Why did they get married?
How long they been married?
9 years, I think.
Yeah. And why did they get married?
Because my mom was looking for a father for us.
Really?
Instead of a husband for her.
Hey, Clay.
Interesting reality. Mm-hmm.
Not that your reality of being home alone on Thanksgiving Day isn't good enough. Doug's going to just sit here and just tweak right into your family life.
No, I'm fine with it.
No, I'm not really trying to.
Leave you feeling really good after
the
show.
But
today.
You see, the reason I'm asking the question is because I think these are good questions to ask. Only because I would like, Clay, you see, a lot comes out of understanding what your family is about. This comes late to me, Clay, by no mistake. I mean, there's nothing about life that's perfect, and there's nothing about those who are older, and I'm not saying this is advice, but it's experiential. What goes on, I'm pretty good at, maybe just because what I've done for as long as I have done it is has brought me knowledge of people and reality.
Doug wants to know if you have abandonment issues like he and I do.
Well,
what are you?
Here's what I know by knowing about his choices in girls.
Oh,
already,
yeah, that shows a lot.
Right. When his choices, he doesn't want to be alone. Now, think about it. Go back to...
But you are the same way. Until the last 2 years, you were the same way.
Yeah, no question about it. So look at how long it took me to learn my lesson.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is save Clay, not that it's my business or not that it's appropriate.
What was the thing that finally got you to learn? I mean, because you've been drastically different. In the 14 years I've known you, you've been drastically different when it comes to relationships and women in the past 2 years than you were in the previous 12.
How so? How did you used to be?
He would go from one girlfriend to another if he could. No. Not chung, boom, chicka, boom. Yeah, that.
He was Mr. Long Term.
But he wanted to be in a relationship now.
Well,
I didn't want to get married.
No.
But I just got, where's my next girlfriend? / co-host. Where is she? Maybe, I got to meet her this weekend.
Clay has become the embodiment of that, Richie.
He's not too far from the tree.
Yeah. There's a lot of truths to all of this. Food for thought. But fortunately for all of us, it's Montel time on Good Day.
Phew.
Hi, I'm Michael Williams, and this is Living Well, your guide to living better financially, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Normally, I use this time to provide tips on improving your life. Today, I just want to improve your smile. While psychologists agree that nothing beats the real thing, there's also a growing amount of research to prove that faking a smile can be just as beneficial to your health, appearance, and mood. But don't take the scientist's word for it. Try it for yourself. Say your name once without smiling. My name is Montel Williams. And again, with a smile. My name is Montel Williams. Not only did your face appear more attractive when you smiled, I know mine did, there's a good chance your mood improved. And when you're in a good mood, it's likely that people around you will return the favor. Researchers also believe that smiling boosts the immune system and lowers blood pressure too. So the next time you wake up and you're not sure what to wear, put a smile on your face. I'm Montel Williams. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or...
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today. You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
November 25th, 1984, A Song for Hunger. An all-star lineup of musicians united to record Do They Know It's Christmas to aid millions of starving children. The project was the idea of Bob Geldof, who wrote the song after traveling to the deprived nation of Ethiopia. Many of Britain's top recording artists were quick to assist Geldof. Among those who made up the group known as Band Aid were Paul McCartney, David Bowie, Sting, George Michael, and U2's Bono. Well, tonight, thank God he's there instead of you. And there won't be snow in Do They Know It's Christmas topped the charts in the UK and America. Geldof raised millions of dollars for hungry children with the Band Aid project and later with Live Aid. And that's yesterday's news for November 25th. And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black top under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong. I got a good day.
Good day to you, and thanks to you. Our Thanksgiving focus, you and you're a sport of this program. You're listening to a program that's been on the air for a long time. The chairs have changed over the years, other than mine. Actually, I am in a different chair than I was. A lot of different chairs. I've sat in a lot of different chairs during this program since it started in October of 1988. I wonder what the first chair. I was thinking about the first chair. I don't know why I was thinking about the first chair. But think about it from your perspective. Think about when you got your first job and the accoutrements of the office or whatever the circumstance was that you worked in. Did you have a chair? Do you have a desk? Did you have tools? Is there some? What about, do you have a vehicle? What was there about that first job that you have carried with you, if anything, over the years?
My first job in radio, because I was in the car business for years, so my office was my car.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I worked out of my car. I drove from, you know, dealership to dealership, account to account, buying cars. My first office job was radio, and the program director, Jack Alex, everybody.
Hey, Jack. How are you doing, Jack?
Jack Alex, everybody. You know, I'm the one who brought the Beatles on stage in 1964 when I came to Washington,
D.C. Sure, Jack. So is every other Jack in America.
Jack Alex could smoke 5 cigarettes at one time.
There you go.
And he did.
Good going.
And the office smelled like it, man. I'm telling you, it was just this guy. And I will never forget the way that office smelled and the way the walls looked. And this was 1993.
I was going to say, isn't that amazing? I mean, that wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
People smoking in offices.
Yeah, he's dead now. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's dead because he smoked five cigarettes.
Yeah, absolutely. But he was one of those old-time radio guys. Yep, but he definitely made that office memorable.
Ed Walsh, not Ed Walsh. Ed Wright was the first guy. Big, deep voice. He had been a WHB in Kansas City before he became a manager. They had a big
yeah, oh, yeah.
Smoked about 900 cigarettes a day.
We had one of those guys here at Radio America, too. You're going to have to get a lot lower than that if you want to be like me.
The bullfrog guy.
Yeah,
right.
Thanks a lot. I ain't got no
horns. He had the smell of Listerine and cigarettes on his breath all at the same time.
There we go. Yep. He had a good home life, no doubt.
Arguing with the razor blades.
And they used to be the... I learned this from... Who is this guy? Dan Patrick, CKLW 2020 News.
Yeah.
Used to gargle with ice water and smoke a cool before he went on the air.
That's the way they did it, man. That's right. How they got the voice.
Hey, Dan Patrick. Mm-hmm. No relation to Dan Patrick that does the sports stuff.
The other Dan Patrick.
The other Dan Patrick. He does a great job. That's a good
show.
He's
very good. Yeah, I like him a lot.
And he's actually a good human being, too. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the Thanksgiving that is upon us. Hello. 800-510-8255. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish? Subject of our poll today at DougStephan.com. We're thinking about Christmas, too. We're going to have the 12 days of Christmas on the Good Day program. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. I don't know if we're going to give away partridges in a pear tree, but we do have 12 things we will be giving away, especially...
kids' toys.
Yeah.
Things for the kids. For
Christmas time.
Yep.
Christmas time, Christmas time. We all love the Christmas time. Don't say no. Here we go. I was reading the presidential proclamation for Thanksgiving in 1993. Don't ask me why.
That's kind of weird.
1993. Yeah. I just came upon.
It's a little random.
From the beginning of our nation, 1993 was Bill Clinton's first Thanksgiving in office. So he wrote. And said on Thanksgiving, 1993, from the beginning of our nation, we've sought to recognize the providence and mercy of God with words and acts of gratitude, indeed with effort and energy toward helping others wherever need occurred. In the colorful days and weeks when the autumn of the year brings ripe and fruitful harvest across our land, Americans give thanks for many blessings. It's a time of bounty and generosity, a time to come together in peace. One of the things that is ironic about that statement, the giving thanks for the bountiful harvest, is that right now, and I'm not going to grind on this, Richie, so don't get worried.
Okay.
On Monday afternoon and evening, the Senate of the United States will vote on a bill identified as Senate Bill 510. And those of you who have listened to my program over the past... We've been at this for 15 or 16 months, so that long anyway. And those of you who may be new to it, who are followers and supporters of the so-called locavore movement, which may be more important at Thanksgiving in terms of cognizance than at any other time of the year, but what people are actually doing in America is going to the source of the food. The business of local food and produce being supported, the businesses themselves across America up 11% this past year alone. You understand what that means? People are going to the local farms, farmers markets, going to buy fresh fruit, produce, milk, cheese, dairy products in astounding numbers. So what happens? The big agribusinesses and supermarket chains, they see all this. The first thing they do is they bring all of this. They try to find the local farmers, and they wrap them up, and they bring their produce in and say, look, here's what Jack Smith grew on his farm in Acton or whatever, so that they can counter this thing, which they've created themselves by bringing in crap and trying to sell it to you. And you realize that this stuff is crap, and you don't want to buy it, so you look around for something that's healthy. It's a very interesting, it's amazing, the dichotomy in our country. We have people who buy and eat crap every day at fast food restaurants and are killing themselves. And then we have this other real strident group who will not under any circumstances allow that stuff to get into their body or their family's body. And so they are, they're almost, it's almost like a religion to them. And I've seen it here. We have three or four CSAs, community-supported agricultural interests and entities, and I help a couple of them here in our area, plus my own commercial enterprise, the dairy, and another fellow that I'm very close with who has his own dairy and, I'm sorry, his own farm and family farm since 1908, growing produce and selling it at a wholesale and retail level. So, but we see by the, in the last month and a half, the number of people coming to my farm to buy raw milk has increased fourfold. I don't even know why, except the word finally getting around, and it's in the blogs, and you can, you know, Google it and that kind of stuff. And the same is true for him and his operation. He grew twice as much produce this year as he did last year, and could have grown another twice as much. Is it that kind of a market for it? So the reason I'm telling you this story, as we think about the bounty of Thanksgiving, is that the Senate of the United States is poised through the Federal Food and Drug Administration to take that all away from you, every bit of it. Because Senate 510, one of those scurrilous, secretive, sneaky, horrible creations that we have come now to know and expect all too often, would take away from you the right to have even your own garden with things that you choose. They'll tell you what you can get and you can't get, not that you choose what you want to put in the garden. That's how insidious this bill is, if it isn't changed. It would also make it almost impossible for the small farmer, butcher, baker, the produce guy, guys like me. We would have to be keeping records for the FDA the same as ADM would and ConAgra. And it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to do that, and they know it. So they've been pushing and pushing and pushing to get that in so that we all have to do it, so they can push us all out of business. And therefore eliminate, the most important thing about this is it would eliminate for you the ability to go find local food, local produce, local vegetables and fruits. Because these people, we couldn't possibly all do all of this stuff. So there is an exception called the Tester Amendment that's been added to this bill. And if you do nothing else today as you're thinking about Thanksgiving, you may have the time to do it where you might not have on a regular business day. You can call and leave a message with your senator's offices in your state and in Washington, and a message that's very clear. You either the vote has to it has to the discussion of the bill has to stop, so they call that cloture. Need 61 votes to do that. Either you ask the senator to vote against cloture, or you ask them to make sure they vote for the Tester Amendment, or just vote against Senate 510. Richie, is that clear enough an explanation?
I would suggest, though, I email my congressman a couple times a year I get motivated.
Yeah.
And it's so easy just to go to their website and send an email. You can do it in 60 seconds.
You can do it right on the web.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So I don't want to be overbearing, but there's so many people who listen to this program on a holiday that may not listen for whatever the reason they're working, or they can't engage, or they don't listen and think as much, but today you have that opportunity to do that. And so next year, if you want to be able to have the same source for much of what it is that you are eating this Thanksgiving, then you will make sure that Senate 510 goes the way it has gone the past three times it's come up for a vote. The FDA, however, has come up with all of these shoddy excuses. Still, nobody knows how it's going to get paid for, because the price tag is about $1.6 billion to do what the FDA wants to do. Where's that money coming from? Or just going to add it on to the deficit, which is how many trillion now? Mm-hmm. Can we even imagine how? Yeah. Oh, what's another couple of billion? Yeah. Who cares?
No big deal.
No big deal.
Just tack it on.
Yeah.
We'll tax you a little more.
Yeah.
We get paid for it.
I had dinner last night with a friend of mine, and we were talking about, we've known each other for about, 3 years maybe a little longer, 3-4 years. And we were talking about how our lives have changed. And she brought it up. I didn't. How our lives have changed in these last couple, 3 years. It isn't just political, although it has to do with politics. It just is a reality. And she said it sort of, and politically she's not really where I am, but she said, I can't believe how much our lives have all changed. And it's almost like, it sounds like she's like me, Richie. The government is so invasive. I think about this, because I think sometimes I'm the only one who thinks that, and then I get around people And it comes from everywhere.
Isn't it amazing, though, about, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday with the big hubbub over all of the TSA screening.
Yeah.
And how much of an uproar there is.
Yeah.
The American public will let the government go so far.
And then it stops.
And it was just like, remember a few years ago when gas prices?
Yeah.
We kind of let it go, we let it go. Then once we reached like the $3.80, everybody's like, whoa, stop. And everybody was together. This is out of control.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I heard a news report this week that kind of made me think about this, about screenings in European countries and how they don't really put up as much of a fight. Because they're used to getting their rights stomped on.
Right,
that's true.
And we are used to fighting for our rights and for our privacy, and we will not take it. And it had me think a little bit about it.
It's a uniquely American experience, although the Australians are coming pretty close. Australians, because they're separated from the mother country, are a lot like we are in many ways, and so are the Canadians. They have more government. For sure. Australia has less government than Canada does.
Right.
But considering their heritage, it's very interesting to see. And by the way, there's a Thanksgiving in Canada. I think it's next week, isn't it?
Is it?
I think you're right.
You're not thinking of Boxing Day, are you?
No, Boxing Day is
the day after Christmas, right?
Yeah, right. Right. So put up your dukes, Richie.
Mm.
13 before the hour. Suppose you need $500 tomorrow to take yourself to the store, or you've got some unexpected bills. Do you have the money? A lot of people don't have the dough, but would love to be able to spend some money for Christmas. Now is the time to get the savings, a lot of things on sale this week. Money Mutual is the trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in about 24 hours. And because Montel Williams is here with us now, we have a special way for you to get to them. Montel, part of the Good Day program, and also part of MontelMoneyMutual.com. Go there. Got to be 18 or older. Have a regular income. Don't worry about anything at all. If you're short on cash, go to Montel Money Mutual or call them at 800-532-CASH.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
I believe we're going to set up a Facebook page to encourage people to support my interest in being the co-host to fill in for Regis.
We're just going to have people go to your Facebook page.
All right.
So that they can go vote for you so that you can be...
Reads for a day.
Yeah, you like Reads for a day.
Reads for a day.
I just got to bump them both out.
51 after.
I'm outrageous. Love it.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
EvoraPlus.com.
Minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. You do have. Take a moment right now if you want. Through the day, maybe. Mark down in your mind three or four times or four or five times when you really do think by yourself, never mind around the table or with everybody else that's close to you, so it looks like you're thinking about what you have to be thankful for. Do it when you're by yourself. Think about when it was that either life was better or not so good. I bet you can find, all of you can find a time in your life, even if things are really tough now, when things were tougher. And that's kind of the way to look at it. Okay, things are tough. Yeah. And they cause you to sweat and strain and toil and all that. But there's always a time in your life when things were tougher. You can find it. So don't think about that other than to think about what you have. You think about, okay, this is good. It's not the best, but this is good. What is there about today that's really good? You can be thankful for any number of things, and you may express it just by keeping the thought to yourself. You may reach out to some angel that you have had as a helper in your life. You may want to thank infinite intelligence, God, whatever it is, pray. There are any number of it, but it's not good practice to just think about it when you sit down to your Thanksgiving meal. Good practice to think about it now, maybe if you're in your car later on. Maybe some of you do have to work today. If you're working, even better, get your mind off the work for a few minutes. Let's have to be really focused on what you're doing.
Nah.
Surely people don't work on Thanksgiving.
Well, work, it depends on how you define work. But there are a lot of people running convenience stores.
Clay, I don't want to hear you complaining either. You just rolled over and turned your microphone on.
Yeah, that's not, no complaints from you there.
Pal. One of us had to drive in.
55 minutes after the hour, do you know how your Android smartphone or iPhone can help you with Black Friday shopping? This is very pertinent.
I like it.
To the point, Alex Goldfein, who's our technology tailor, will give you that information about Black Friday in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally.
with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Stress. So many of my clients come in looking for ways to counteract what is so common to all of us in this go-go world that we live in. I tell all of my clients to make sure that they get enough B vitamins in their diet. You see, B vitamins help counteract stress, and stress has an adverse effect on our appearance, and it contributes to premature aging. Most adults do not get enough B vitamins, especially vitamin B12. With B complex vitamins, each one has its own role to play in keeping your skin looking and feeling healthy and keeping your brain functioning properly. While vitamin tablets are an option, they're hard to digest. And I've found most of my clients prefer a liquid product that gives them all of the B vitamins in an instantly absorbable, delicious juice. A personal favorite of theirs and mine is a product called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice, and it's from a company called Genesis Today. And you need this to fight stress and to keep you energized and strong all day long.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit genesistoday.com. Pomegranate and berries with resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let's talk shopping. Are you gearing up to go to the stores tomorrow morning? If so, and if you have an iPhone, there's a great app that you should know about. It's called TGI Black Friday. Thank God it's Black Friday. It's free, but oh, can it save you money? Use it to browse through Black Friday ads from nearly every store. Not only can you view a scanned digital version of the ads on your iPhone, but you can browse the discounts by product category, either by store or by all stores. So click on Blu-ray player, and you can see Best Buy's deals, or you can see all stores' deals. The Wall Street Journal reports that 59% of adults will use their mobile phones for holiday shopping or planning holiday celebrations this year. And 25% will use our mobile phones for shopping more than we did last year. Isn't it wonderful? Holiday shopping is upon us. Officially now. I'm Alex Goldfein.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
It's Thanksgiving. You must be shopping, right? You shop today, Jennifer?
Tomorrow.
Come on,
I'm going to shop tomorrow.
Shop tomorrow. Richie, you shopping tomorrow?
I would boycott any store that opened on Thanksgiving except for a grocery store. Yes.
Okay.
Don't believe in it.
Clay's not shopping.
Sorry. Oh, I am shopping, Doug. I'm going to get a coupon.
There, you're going to buy a present.